Moncrief on News Talk.
With the all-new Dacia Duster. We've even impressed ourselves with this one.
Now, if you go on social media, half your feed is probably stuffed with people showing off about their sourdough bread. And it is lovely that so many people are baking. It's becoming quite difficult to source flour in some parts of the country. So is there a danger of a shortage? On the line is Alex Waugh, director of the British and Irish Flour Millers Association. Afternoon, Alex.
Hello, Sean.
Everybody's looked at social media knows that the world's gone mad baking. So is there an actual shortage of flour?
No, there's not. There's plenty of flour. The mills are busy and there's plenty of bread on the shelf because that's where most of the flour goes. A relatively small proportion goes into the small bags that we buy in the shops. Normally there's a very steady level of demand, so that goes along pretty steadily, and there's a very consistent supply. What's happened is there's just an enormous peak in demand as everybody is stuck at home, and as they build up the stocks and think about home baking. So our challenge is not supply of flour; it's just getting it into those little bags and distributing those to the shops for people to buy.
Is there a shortage of the actual bags?
No, it's to do with the speed at which you can pack. With flour for bakeries, it goes in very big bags or indeed in bulk in tankers, whereas there's only a specific packing line that does the little bags that we all use. You can run that 24/7, but after that, there's nothing more you can do. You can't pack any faster. Mm. The level of demand has been across the whole of the British Isles, so that's GB and Ireland, has been about eight to 10 times higher than normal.
My word.
And we just can't pack enough quickly enough to satisfy that.
Is there a similar situation with yeast? This is completely anecdotal, but I can't find yeast anywhere.
It would be the same thing. You know, so most of the time when you buy yeast, it's that dried yeast in little sachets or tiny cans. It's to do with there's normally a steady level of demand and you don't want to carry huge stocks. So suddenly, if there's an increase, you've got to ramp up production to meet that extra demand. So it's pretty much the same issue.
Because we don't know how long this is going to last for, Alex, but long term, over the next couple of months or so, do we have enough wheat? Do you think we'll have enough flour?
Yeah, there's enough wheat and flour. That's really not the problem. And as far as the packing is concerned, when we look across the board, we think the packing is millers are packing for retail sale twice as much as they normally do, and they will keep going at that rate until demand has been satisfied. So it's not about lack of flour. It comes back to this point about the ability to pack it into those little bags.
In Britain and Ireland, are we relatively lucky in that we're pretty much self-sufficient in this?
Yeah, we are. And actually, we were looking at some figures across Europe, and people are behaving in exactly the same way. And there's exactly the same problem in every country. So demand in Italy, for example, for retail flour is about triple the normal level. And it's the same in France and Germany and everywhere else. And it's exactly the same challenge. We couldn't say, all right, we'll go somewhere else and get those that flour in little bags, because it's the same problem everywhere.
And I did read as well that on these futures markets that the price of wheat has gone up. Will that have an effect in our shops eventually?
It might do ultimately. But the price of wheat on the futures market has been going up for a little while since December, and then the sort of the COVID thing has given it another little peak. There's plenty of wheat to go around. We're absolutely fine with that, and we can make all the flour that we need. It is so. There's no long-term worry about that. And I would say, If grain prices go up and stay up, of course, that in the end that comes through in the shops, but we're a little away from that.
Though at the moment, would it be the case that a lot of single bakeries are closed, and really the people making bread are the big commercial producers of bread?
Yeah, some of the single bakeries are closed, and it depends on the individual business, you know, whether they can maintain the social distancing that we're all doing our very best to maintain, and indeed whether they're getting customers, because as everybody stays at home, you know, there's less less people walking down the main streets, and if your business requires people to drop in, then you know, of course the economics are falling away.
Yeah, it's difficult in all sorts of unexpected ways. Alex Waugh is director of the National Association of British and Irish Flour Millers. Alex, thank you very much.
Thank you very much indeed.
Okay, we're going to take a break after that farming.
Moncrief on News Talk
with the all-new Dacia Duster. We've even impressed ourselves with this one.